Here's some exciting news for Coast to Coast fans. If you're already a Streamlink member, you know what a super value our subscriber service is. For around 15 cents a day, you get such great features as podcast. That's automatic downloads of Coast to Coast shows directly onto your computer desktop or MP3 player. But now, we've greatly expanded our full show library, so you have access to multi-year downloads. Imagine having hundreds of your favorite Coast to Coast shows right at your fingertips to listen to, collect, and take on the go with you. As a Streamlink member, you also get access to a whole library of Art Bell Classic Somewhere in Time shows, available as streamed broadcasts. Plus, our fun live chat sessions, held twice a month. There's never been a better time to join Streamlink. Visit coasttocoastam.com today to sign up on our secure servers. Now we take you back to the night of April 1st, 2002, on Art Bell Somewhere in Time.
Back now to my guest, Bonnie Rempton, who was a war gamer for the Department of Defense. So anyway, wrapping up with what we were talking about with regard to germs, you know, Bonnie, even though you can't answer directly because you didn't get in, it wouldn't seem to me that we could afford to have a germ gap, as it were.
Yeah, but not in offensive weapons. That's well... Is that my optimism, or is that, what is that? I know that our response to a weapon of mass destruction is the one weapon of mass destruction that we acknowledge, which is nuclear weapons. If they release smallpox, we do not have a game plan where we release super smallpox against them. We nuke them. Now, that's not a very pleasant thing to think about either, but that's what our national policy is, and I prefer that.
In a war,
that there's somebody developing germs somewhere.
You know, in a war scenario of that sort, let's say we got attacked biologically.
Yes.
With something awful, Ebola-like, whatever.
Right.
And we responded, let's say it was Iraq, and we responded with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
What would be the consequences of that, do you imagine, in the games you play? In other words... how many dead would there be in Iraq? How much territory would be unlivable for how long? That sort of thing. Would others likely get involved, or would they stand back on the sidelines saying, we don't want a piece of that action, thank
right.
you very much?
We don't want a piece of that. What the point of nuking back is not revenge. That's not the whole idea. The whole idea of launching a nuclear assault, shall we say,
yes.
is to... remove the possibility of them hurting us again.
Right.
So you don't nuke to kill people. You nuke their facilities. Our nuclear response against, let's say, Russia, even during the big bad days, was not to target their cities, their population centers, but to target their missile fields, to target their
I remember the Russians saying they had every town and city over 50,000 targeted.
Yep.
So,
yes, they did.
Kind of a different policy.
It was a different policy, and that was their whole mutual assured destruction stance. Lots of people think that we had a mutual assured destruction pact with Russia. It was like, nobody's going to nuke. You're not going to nuke us because we've got our nukes aimed at your women and children. So, don't fire at our women and children. That's mutual assured destruction, and that's just so morally bankrupt. I can't even imagine anybody subscribing to that theory.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people say that the mad scenario is what prevented nuclear war through all the bad times.
Yeah,
now,
I personally don't agree with that.
You don't?
Nope, because we really didn't have a mutual assured destruction. They did. They targeted our civilian centers because they're, you know, that's their.
And you're saying
their
system. You're saying we didn't target Moscow.
Oh, we targeted Moscow, but Moscow is a military target. And yes, there are civilians living there. But we didn't target...
Stalingrad?
Yeah, like the equivalent of a Los Angeles. The city center's St. Petersburg. That's Stalingrad, right?
Yeah, it is now. Right. Where, by the way, I must say, a lot of Russian... I've been there. There's a great deal of Russian treasure there. As well as, of course, inside... of the Kremlin. I was inside the Kremlin. God, that's have you been there?
No.
The
I
jewels.
I was not allowed to go there.
they had lunch for me at the Kremlin. It was great.
Wow.
And they've got a lot of jewels and a lot of treasure, both in Moscow and what used to be Stalingrad. Now, so we wouldn't hit secondary targets of that sort then.
That's the idea. That's the idea. And I watched it happen. In a military wargaming sense, as opposed to reality, I watched where Blue launched and where they landed. The concept is very precise, limited strikes that would remove their capability of launching more nuclear weapons. On the other hand, what you really want to do is prevent them from getting their nukes into this country, and then send in the Marines. Let's send conventional forces over. We don't need to nuke Baghdad. We can take Baghdad with conventional forces. What we do need to prevent, if they release smallpox on the world, let's say, is we need to prevent them releasing a secondary, let's say, Ebola or,
yes,
a flu like in the Stephen King book.
So you believe that one major attack would be, in the minds of our president and the allies, justification for a nuclear response?
That's what they say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And,
I've played war games where we did, and I've played war games where we didn't.
And how did they turn out?
In those situations, we always won. We always won. And if we kept it from cascading, and you know exactly what I mean by cascading.
Yes.
Cascading is where India decides, hey, well, they're not looking. I'm going to nuke Pakistan.
Let's get Pakistan and the problem. You know, how much of that went on, that cascading effect, during those games?
Yes, we played several games where we had a cascade, where India and Pakistan are busy throwing nukes at each other, and China gets into it, and then China decides to launch towards us because they think we're coming in on, one of those horrible situations where everyone's trying to settle things down, and it's a mob situation. Everything gets worse and worse. We did play those games, I don't know.
How did they come out, Bonnie?
Once the Soviet Union went down, now China does not have the same capabilities that the old Russia did. Russia bankrupted itself building nuclear bombs.
Right.
They do not have the capability to destroy the whole Earth. But, we're looking at a pre-depression situation in this country where, we possibly could have two or three different people declaring themselves president just because... you would lose Washington, D.C. You would lose New York.
Right.
The major city centers would be uninhabitable, and people would basically be alive. There would be no nuclear winter. It would not be a situation where you couldn't grow crops, but it would be a situation where you wouldn't have a big federal government.
Well, looking back at what just occurred on 9/11,
yeah,
and what that did to the probably already to some degree in trouble economy,
yeah.
And the scale you're talking about would be...
Oh, it's the worst, Art. You'd still have to pay your mortgage, but you're...